Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today, we're going to continue with Odysseus's epic journey in our featured work of literature, The Odyssey. Mm. And last time we summarized the story for you, we gave you a brief summary of the story. I believe it's probably originally in ancient Greek, in poetic form with rhythm and rhyme and stuff like that. But modern versions in English, of course, are going to be translations, as are the ones in Chinese, and they'll probably lose the rhythm and the rhyming to a certain extent. I remember when I read this in high school, it didn't read like a poem. It was more like a story because they had to translate it from the original poem.
Mm. Well, today, as we always do, we're going to talk about the author, but this is going to be a little bit more complicated because not everyone is certain that Homer is a real man. You know, he could have been made up by someone, but and we're not really even sure if the same person wrote the Odyssey and the Iliad, which we're going to talk about in this unit today. So it's kind of fun, you know, since it's ancient history, sometimes we can't always have the evidence and the facts that we need to say something is definitely true or definitely false. So, you know, we'll talk about some of the theories out there about the author. But first, as we always do, we're going to read through today's discussion.
The Odyssey is one of two epic poems attributed to Homer. The other, the Iliad, is set before the Odyssey and chronicles the events of the Trojan War up to the death of Prince Hector of Troy. However, so little is known about Homer that some scholars doubt whether he even existed. There are two schools of thought concerning the Homeric question. One is that he was an extraordinarily talented poet. The other is that the poems were put together over time by various authors, each of whom contributed their skills. Biographies of Homer were written in the ancient world, but they were either lost or contained little more than legends and speculation. According to these traditions, Homer was blind and was born on Chios, a Greek island, sometime in the 7th or 8th century BC. Several other poems are said to have been written by Homer, though experts today don't accept that any of them were. Some authorities even consider that given the differences between the Odyssey and the Iliad, they were written by different poets altogether. Despite the many unanswered questions regarding Homer, his work has continued to be enjoyed and studied for thousands of years. His style influenced many others of the ancient world, particularly the Roman poet Virgil. Virgil's Aeneid, modeled on the Iliad and the Odyssey, tells the story of a survivor of the Trojan War who becomes the ancestor of the Romans. Many other authors have retold the Odyssey in other ways, most notably James Joyce in his masterpiece Ulysses. Homer's poems have also been adapted for the silver screen, some more traditionally, for instance the 2004 film Troy, or some more loosely, such as the 2000 film O Brother, Where Art Thou? All right, everybody, let's continue to talk about Odysseus's epic journey. Odysseus. I should say that some people pronounce this as Odysseus. My high school literature teacher, Mrs. Eukness, pronounced
like
it that way.
Sounds like she's French or something. That's a French pronunciation.
Yeah, I saw that in the pronunciation in the dictionary, but I'm going with Odysseus. That sounds a little more easy to pronounce.
Most people say it that way.
Indeed. And this, of course, is his epic journey. We summarized it last time, but let's talk about this actual poem and the author himself, if he really was the author, Homer. Well, the Odyssey is one of two epic poems attributed to Homer. Okay, there's Homer there, the Greek poet. And, of course, the Homer that most people are familiar with is Homer Simpson.
Yeah, man.
From The Simpsons. He works at a nuclear power plant or something like that.
Doh!
actually, his son calls him by his first name in that TV show.
Isn't that weird?
I think it's still
Bart.
On TV, actually.
Yeah, they are.
Bart Simpson. Hey,
yeah.
Homer, how you doing? In most societies, that would be considered disrespectful to call your father or mother by their first names.
True enough.
But that's another subject. We're talking about the Odyssey here, written by Homer. And the other work attributed to Homer is the Iliad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's set before the Odyssey and chronicles the events of the Trojan War up to the death of Prince Hector of Troy. Now, let's back up here and talk about this phrase, attribute to. This is one of two epic poems attributed to Homer. We could say the poem is attributed to Homer. In other words, people recognize Homer as being the person who wrote this poem. Okay, so it's attributed to him. He's the one who people recognize as being the writer.
Right. So if you see that, you know that it kind of means belongs to, right? So we often will see this in news stories. That quote was attributed to, and then a person's name. That was something that person said. So be on the lookout for that, to attribute something to someone. The other, the Iliad, as Tom said, set before the Odyssey. It comes before it in terms of time. And if you chronicle something, you actually write it down. You're telling the story, and it goes in a timeline. You can't skip all over the place, guys. If you chronicle something, it usually goes in the order in which something happened or took place. So it chronicles the events of the Trojan War up to the death of Prince Hector of Troy. That part of history is kind of fun. I've seen a lot of movies and TV series based on this part of history. It's kind of exciting. There was a lot of death and blood and love. So all of those things make for good viewing. However, it says, so little is known about Homer that some scholars, these are people who actually study Homer and his literature, his works, you could say. Some scholars doubt whether he even existed. Is he a real guy? Is he a real person or not? Some people don't even know. We're not really sure.
No, we're not. So, of course, we've got all these scholars debating this question in universities all over the world. And there are two schools of thought concerning the Homeric question. A school usually is a place where you attend classes and learn things and listen to your teacher and make friends with other students and stuff like that. But in this particular case, we're talking about different theories, different people who have different ideas about this question. There are two schools of thought. You could say there are two theories concerning the Homeric question, two general ideas that people are believing in. One is that he was an extraordinarily talented poet. Oh, my goodness, that's a long word there. Extraordinarily. Really talented poet is basically what that means. Mm-hmm. Extraordinarily, which makes it an adverb. He was very, 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 very talented. That's what that word means.
Yeah, extraordinarily. So it's nice to be described as being extraordinarily something. And hopefully there's a positive adjective after that. He's extraordinarily gifted, we'll often hear. So the other school of thought, that is that the poems were put together over time by various authors. You know, maybe one author did the first part of the story, and then another author came in and added a little bit more, and it went on like that. So each of whom, we're talking about these various authors, contributed their skills. If you contribute something, you give something to a project. Maybe you're donating money. You want to contribute to a charity by donating your time, donating money. So contribute, to give something, whatever that is, contribute. But we pronounce the noun form contribution with the jonging or the strong syllable and boo. Contribution, contribute. So practice those a little bit. Sometimes I hear them mispronounced in Taiwan. So hopefully you're contributing a lot as an employee of your company, for example.
Or you want to make your contribution to life or whatever. But again, that's the noun form. Here we have it as the verb to contribute their skills. Various authors, various poets worked on this thing, and they all worked on it together. That's one school of thought concerning the Homeric question. Now, biographies of Homer were written in the ancient world, but they were either lost or contained little more than legends and speculation. So, of course, if you're trying to figure out who wrote this, was it one guy named Homer, or was it a bunch of poets working together, you would want to look for ancient documents, okay? You want to look for biographies of Homer that were written during that time, and then you could probably try to answer this question. A biography, of course, is a written document, a book, an article about a person that talks about someone's life, the events of their life, where they were born, some information about their family, where they went to school, the kinds of jobs they had, etc., etc. That is a biography. And related to that is a story about yourself. That would be an autobiography.
Yeah, that's when the author is writing their own story. So autobiography, you wrote your own biography, you could say. So even though they were written in the ancient world, well, because of this fact, we just don't have a lot of really solid facts about it. So we know that parts of his biography, facts about this author, Homer, were either lost or contained little more than legends and speculation. Legends refer to stories that are handed down over time, passed down from generation to generation. A lot of the stories are just made up, you know. The facts get lost because people want to tell a more exciting story, so they add things to it. Speculation is when people guess about things that are going on. They really don't know. This happens a lot with news. Sometimes we'll get parts of a story one day and people will start, you know, filling in details that we don't yet have because they just, you know, they're trying to guess what's really going on. So speculation is when people kind of form a theory based on where they don't really have any evidence. So, yeah, it's a bunch of guesswork, you could call it.
I guess we could say those biographies were a little bit too vague. They were not specific enough. They were just guessing about him, or they were just stories and stuff. So they just don't really know if this person really existed or not. We'll continue talking about whether Homer was a real person or not in just a couple of seconds. But right now we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest， 我是哈利。今天我们要阅读的文章是 Unit 15文学单元的第二天课程。在今天的文章中，我们将介绍史诗 Odyssey 的作者 Homer。首先，我们看到第一段的第一句 ：The Odyssey is one of two epic poems attributed to Homer。奥德赛是荷马所作两首史诗中的其中一首。本句用了一个动词片语 attribute something to somebody， 可以指认为某作品是出自于某人。例如 The painting was at first attributed to Van Gogh, but further evidence proved he didn't paint it. 这幅画起初被认为是梵谷所作，但更进一步的证据证明并非梵谷画的。 Attribute something to somebody 也可用来指将某事归因于某人。例如 Jack attributed the failure of his marriage to a lack of communication. 杰克将他婚姻的失败归因于缺乏沟通。最后 attribute 也可以做名词用，意思是特征、特质。例如 One common attribute of successful people is diligence. 成功者的一个共同特质就是勤奋。关于 Homer 是否真实存在，有两个学派思想有不同的看法。我们看到第一段最后一句 One is that he was an extraordinarily talented poet. The other is that the poems were put together over time by various authors, each of whom contributed their skills. 一个是他是一位极其才华洋溢的诗人，另一个是这些诗是由过去不同的作者历经长时间整理而成，他们每个人都贡献了他们的才能。当我们用来列举限定的两个人事物时，第一个我们可以用 one， 另一个我们用 the other。 例如 Mr. Wang has two sons. One is studying in senior high school and the other is studying in college. 王先生有两个儿子，其中一个读高中，另一个读大学。 如果是指没限定范围的两个人事物时，第一个用 one， 另一个则是用 another。 例如 I don't like this skirt. Please show me another. 我不喜欢这条裙子，请给我看另外一条。因此，当你要形容自己的两只手时，第一只手用 one， 另一只手用 the other， 不可以用 another。 我们再继续看第一段的最后一句，本句用了关系代名词 whom 而不是 them， 这是因为如果改成 each of them 的话， the other 这一句和 each of them 这一句都是完整句子，却只用逗号连接，缺乏连接词，因此将 them 改成 whom。 关带 whom 有连接词的功能，可以连接两个完整句子，也有代名词的功能，可以代替前面提到的 the poems。 如果要将 whom 改成 them 的话，则是要加连接词 and， 变成 and each of them， 这时候反而不能用 whom 了。例如 Paul has five children, some of whom are professors。 保罗有五个孩子，其中有一些是教授。这句也可以改成 Paul has five children, and some of them are professors.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson. Remember, we're talking about Homer and whether he existed as a single person or whether he was just kind of a group of people working together, or maybe they worked on this over time. But in any case, we don't really know, because the biographies of Homer they're either lost or they just had legends and speculation in them. So there's no real hard evidence as to whether this person actually existed.
Right.
And according to these traditions, Homer was blind and was born sometime in the 7th or 8th century BC. So these are traditions or legends or stories. They think he was blind, okay, which means he can't see, kind of like the American singer Stevie Wonder. He's blind, okay, or Ray Charles, he was blind as well. And so he was a blind guy. And this is a long time ago in the 7th or 8th century BC. So 700 or 800 years before Jesus was born.
It's a long time ago. So several other poems are said to have been written by Homer. So we know that some people have said this. So though experts today don't accept that any of them were. So even though some people in the past have said, oh, we think these poems, not the stories that we're talking about, the Odyssey and the Iliad, but these other poems, yeah, we think maybe they were written by Homer. But today, experts, I guess, have gotten together and compared notes and decided that, no, these other poems aren't by Homer at all. Mm. So some authorities, and if you're an authority on something, you might have some power that you can use. Maybe you're a government official or a police officer. They would be authorities. But here, the word authorities refers to people who have a lot of training, a lot of background, learning, education in something, so they're an authority on the subject. You know, someone who's really spent a lot of time in a certain field or industry, they're considered authorities on something. They know a heck of a lot more than we do. Some authorities even consider that given the differences between the Odyssey and the Iliad, they were written by different poets altogether. We use this phrase sometimes to talk about facts and the result of those facts. So if you accept the differences between the Odyssey and the Iliad, and we accept that there are differences between the two, then you can kind of come to the conclusion that, you know, they were probably written by different poets completely, because they're really not similar in style. And typically an author has his own style, or his or her own style, so you can guess that they were written by that particular writer. Yeah, the Odyssey and the Iliad are really different.
Yeah, given when you consider that they're different, it's hard to believe that they were written by the same person. Now, despite the many unanswered questions regarding Homer, his work has continued to be enjoyed and studied for thousands of years. So despite, even though there are many unanswered questions, even though we really don't know who Homer was or if he really existed, still, people have continued to read this work of literature and they've enjoyed it for thousands of years. So these are unanswered questions regarding Homer. Regarding just means about. These questions about Homer. We've got all these questions. We don't really know who wrote this, but we don't care. It doesn't matter. We still have the book. We still have the poem. We can read it and enjoy it.
Let's talk about how his style or the style, things attributed to Homer, have influenced others. So his style here, it says, has influenced many others of the ancient world, particularly the Roman poet Virgil. And he wrote the very famous work entitled Aeneid. When I see this word, I always think of spiders. Don't ask me why. So Virgil's Aeneid is modeled, or they use Homer's the Iliad as kind of an example, and he's copying that example. So it's modeled on something. It's modeled on the Iliad and the Odyssey, and it tells the story of a survivor of the Trojan War. See, again, it's kind of based around that part of history. And the person, the survivor, becomes the ancestor of the Romans. If you're an ancestor of somebody, it means you're related to them. You're part of their family, but you came before somebody else. My ancestors, I could tell you, came from England and Germany primarily. So those are my ancestors. I'm their posterity. I came after them. So this survivor supposedly is the ancestors of the Romans.
Indeed. Just like, is it Lei Gong or something? Is the ancestor of Chinese people or something like that? Or somebody else? I can't remember. I remember reading those traditional stories when I started to read Chinese. But in any case here, this is the survivor of the Trojan War. He survived and he became the ancestor of the Romans. Now here it also says, many other authors have retold the Odyssey in other ways. So, of course, these are people who were influenced by this particular story. They were inspired by it. They thought, this is a great story. Yeah. I'm going to try to write my own version of this story. So lots of other authors have retold it in different ways. Most notably, the Irish author James Joyce in his masterpiece Ulysses. Most notably, which means most worth our mentioning here. There are lots of other works of literature that are based on the Odyssey, but the one you really need to know about, the notable one, the important one, is Ulysses, written by James Joyce. I think he also wrote a portrait of the artist as a young man and Finnegan's Wake and other stuff like that.
Yeah, he's a very famous writer, so you might want to look into his masterpiece. If you've produced a masterpiece, it's considered by everyone to be quite stunning, quite wonderful. It's an example of someone's artistry. It's probably their best work that they've ever produced, or maybe they have a couple of things they've done. Maybe as a painter, they have a couple of pieces that are both considered masterpieces. So James Joyce has written several things that are considered quite wonderful, and this is one of them, Ulysses. Now, Homer's poems have also been adapted for the silver screen. The silver screen is an old-fashioned term for the movies. So if you talk about the big screen, the silver screen, these are movies that are shown in movie theaters and not on TV. They're not TV movies. They're actually shown in theaters. If you adapt something, you change the form so it fits something else. You could take a book and adapt it for the silver screen, which means you turn that book into a screenplay, which is then filmed and you can see it in a theater. I bet some of our listeners know about that movie Troy in 2004 with Brad Pitt.
It's been that long?
He looked pretty hot in that movie.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
I was just telling Tom, though, I have Netflix at home.
Okay.
And there's another Troy series that just came out, but I was just reading the reviews. It got 1.5 stars. So
ooh.
I'm not sure you want to spend much time on that one. It's called Troy, colon, you know, the little punctuation mark, Fall of a City. So, yeah, it got really bad ratings. No one famous is in that one that I can recognize, at least. But the Troy movie in 2004, I had a lot of fans, and it got pretty good ratings.
Okay, fair enough. And, of course, some stories or films have been more loosely based on the Odyssey, such as the 2000 film, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Brother, where are you? Where the heck are you? I can't find you. Why didn't you leave a message? You should have told me where you were going. Now we have to look all over the place to try to find you. You don't have your phone on right now.
That starred George Clooney. Let's talk about that. Yeah, and he is actually in a chain gang. I guess he escaped prison with some prisoners. I never got to see that. It got very good ratings.
Okay.
It got 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb, which is the database for movies and TV shows. So you might want to check that out if you're a George Clooney fan. Had some good music, too. I remember that part. So we've got some things, and we mentioned Homer Simpson earlier. He's based on Homer, the author, as well. At least they stole his name and used that for The Simpsons, the cartoon series. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
文章的第二段提到 Homer 的生平，虽然很多都只是传说或猜测，我们看到第二段的倒数第二句 Several other poems are said to have been written by Homer, though experts today don't accept that any of them were. 其他的几首诗据说是由荷马所创作，可是当代专家却不相信他们任何一首是为他所作。Somebody or something be said to 加原形动词是据说某人或事物怎么样的意思。如果用 be said to 加原形动词是据说现在如何的意思。例如 John is said to lead an exciting life 据说约翰现在过着精彩的生活。但如果用 be said to have 加 VPP 是指据说过去怎么样。例如John is said to have led an exciting life when he was young. 据说约翰年轻时过着精彩的生活。文章的最后一段提到 Homer 的作品影响了许多后代的文学家，而且还被改编成电影。我们看到全文最后一句的前半部分。Homer's poems have also been adapted for the silver screen. 荷马的诗也被改编成电影。Be adapted for the silver screen.是被改编成电影的意思。动词 adapt 除了改编的意思外，还有适应的意思。片语 adapt to something 就是指适应某事物。例如 ,kids adapt to new environments more easily than adults. 小孩比大人更容易适应新环境。以上就是今天的课程，谢谢大家收听。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. And please join us again next time when we continue to talk about the Odyssey and some of the themes and ideas in this story, which might attract you and might interest you in reading it yourself. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.